Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 46, Anime Episode 38. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 38?
Episode 38 is titled Luffy in Trouble, Merman versus Luffy Pirates. And we open in the village with Nami on her knees, crying as a bitter wind blows through town and she thinks of Luffy. And then we cut to Luffy busting through the gates of Arlong Park and saying, "Which one's Arlong?" And Arlong is like, who are you? And Luffy says, "A pirate." And Hachi recognizes him. "Oh, hey, he's that guy who likes to take walks." And two mermen try to block Luffy, and he knocks their heads together and then punches Arlong clear across the courtyard, smashing the merman into a stone wall. Then Arlong's like, who the hell are you? And Luffy remembers Nami on her knees crying, "Luffy, help me." And that just brings up, you know, Luffy's emotions to the fore, and he shouts, "Don't you dare make my navigator cry!" And the mermen attack Luffy, a whole bunch of them, only to be knocked down by a flurry of kicks from Sanji. And Luffy and Sanji bicker about Luffy going in alone, but really Sanji's just doesn't want Luffy to be hogging all of the fight. And Luffy's like, "Oh, okay." And Usopp enters very nervously, and he's followed by Zoro. And Hachi's like, "Hey, that's the unknown swordsman." And Kurobe says, "No, that's Zoro." And the presence of Usopp alive now tells them that, tells Kurobe that he was right all along about Nami. She is a traitor. And at the gates, we see cross swords keeping the villagers at bay. Johnny and Yosaku are keeping the villagers out. They're just going to get in the way if they go inside. And Gensan doesn't understand. Why are all these guys fighting the mermen? Yosaku and Johnny say, well, they made Nami cry, and she risked her life for them. So do they need another reason? Arlong is amused by all this. He realizes that Nami is, in fact, in league with Luffy's crew. And Hachi says Arlong shouldn't waste his strength on them. And he turns and uses his mouth as a trumpet to call out the Momu. But the Momu, when it shows up, is sad. He has a big bump on his head where he got smashed into the coastline in the previous episodes. So Momu turns. He's not wanting to fight. He retreats from Luffy's crew, despite Hachi's protests. But then Momu stops when he hears Arlong's voice, sort of taunting him, you know. And Arlong is saying, "If Momu wants to run, Arlong won't stop him. Would I, Momu?" And there's something about the way he says that. I don't know if it's that he's afraid of Arlong or if the merman has some other power over him, but something changes in Momu and his eyes go white and he turns back to attack. But Luffy wants to try out the latest move that he came up with. And he slams each foot deep into the concrete. And he twists his body around and around and around at the waist. And then he grabs Momu by each horn. He stretches out his arms to do it. And Arlong realizes he has the power of a devil's fruit. And Luffy shouts, "Gomu Gomu no! Kazaguruma!" and unleashes his pinwheel move, which spins his body around and whips Momu around and around and around in a great arc. This thrashes many of the mermen and flings Momu out to the sea. And then Luffy shouts that he didn't come here to fight these guys. He wants to fight Arlong. And Arlong chuckles. He wants to kill Luffy now, too. And Sanji taps Luffy's head with his boot. "Hey, that was dangerous for us too, what you just did." And Luffy's realizing something awkward. His feet are still stuck in the concrete. Kurobe and Chu decide it's time to show the humans how superior mermen are. And they ask Arlong not to get involved in the fight. They think if he rages that he's just going to bring the whole temple down on them. And Hachi starts expanding his chest. And Zoro says, looks like the octopus is up to something. Sanji comments that the best way to prepare octopus is to slice it up and put some stuff on, and it makes for a great appetizer. But Luffy is concerned, and he is trying to get their attention about something, as Hachi bellows, Shika Zero! Zako Hachi Black! And he spews black ink from his mouth. And Sanji and Zoro dive in different directions. They get clear, but Luffy's stuck to the concrete, and so he gets completely covered in black ink. And Zoro says, you moron, why didn't you dodge it? And Luffy is momentarily blinded. I can't see. As Hachi lifts a huge piece of the temple rubble and approaches Luffy as Luffy's explaining to his crew that this is a real problem. His feet are stuck. And Hachi says, Taco Hachi Black on the rocks. And he drops the wall on Luffy. But it shatters in two. It's split by a mighty kick from Sanji, and Luffy is very enthused about that. Ooh, nice one, nice one. And Sanji jokes that he has a moron for a captain, but at least he doesn't work for a crew that would mistreat a lady. And Kurubi balks at Nami being called a lady. Kurubi and Sanji trade insults, while Usopp is trying to pull Luffy out of the concrete, but his legs just keep stretching. And Hachi lifts another huge chunk of rubble to hurl it at Luffy and Usopp, but Zoro gets his attention. I'll be your opponent. And Hachi flings the rubble down on Zoro, who leaps clear. Hachi's angry at Zoro for killing his comrades, but Zoro is ready to finish what he started, and he draws his sword. And Usopp wipes his brow, and in doing so, accidentally releases Luffy, who snaps back like a rubber band and knocks Chu across the courtyard. And Luffy is back where he started. And Chu is pissed off, and Usopp is now scared to death. So Usopp turns and runs off through past the villagers and into the island. As Chu starts to chase him, Chu stops to confront the villagers and assumes that because they have weapons, they must be rebelling, and he will have to deal with that, when he is suddenly enveloped by flames. And we hear Usopp's voice shout something I couldn't catch yet, but the translation was Flaming Star. And Usopp has fired his slingshot from a distance. I am your opponent. Chu charges after Usopp, who runs away, and the villagers are kind of scratching their heads. They're perplexed about Usopp's tactics, as Nojiko thinks to herself, why did these guys become pirates? Meanwhile, Arlong gets to his feet at last. He is bored with all of this, and he's thought of a new game. Luffy throws a stretchy punch that just misses Arlong's head, and Arlong catches and holds on to Luffy's wrist. And Arlong breaks the concrete that Luffy is stuck in free and lifts the big chunk of concrete and Luffy over his head. And he shouts that people who eat the devil's fruit lose their powers in the sea. And that is alarming to Sanji and Zoro. They realize, oh, this is a problem. Luffy unleashes Pistoru, but Arlong catches the fist in his shark teeth, and Luffy screams, ouch, and bites Arlong's arm. And Arlong releases Luffy's bloodied hand, and then he just hurls Monkey D. Luffy into the sea. And Sanji runs to dive in, but Zoro stops him. The mermen have the upper hand underwater. The only way to save Luffy is to first beat the mermen on land. Arlong wonders how many seconds Luffy will last. Ah, so this is the game you thought of, Hachi says. And the fighters square off, Sanji against Kurubi, and Zero against Hachi. Meanwhile, Luffy is trapped underwater, and he's losing strength. He's running out of air. And we see Yosaku and Johnny realize that Luffy will die, as Hachi laughs. Ha ha ha, game, game! And Sanji and Zoro charge into the fight. Kurubi says they have no hope of winning, as Sanji delivers a kick. And Luffy sinks to the bottom. Hachi spews more ink, and Zoro dodges it. And Zoro says, hold on, Luffy. And meanwhile, inland, Usopp is still running from Chu. To be continued.
Who is Roronoa? Zoro.
Who is Usopp?
Who is Monkey D. Luffy?
Who is Sanji?
Here we have the four members of Luffy's crew, minus Nami, of course. On the left, we have Roronoa Zoro, the swordsman, wearing his trademark blue Hawaiian shirt with the bandages underneath, and his green sash, black pants, and green hair. Of course, he's got his sword with him at all times. And to the right of him, in the back, we have Usopp, or Captain Usopp, as he likes to call himself. He has that long nose, and he likes to wear the goggles into battle. He's got black curly hair and brown overalls with a white sash, and he's got his satchel with his slingshot and little implements held within. And then to his right, we have Monkey D. Luffy, currently not wearing his traditional, his signature straw hat, because he gave it to Nami. But Luffy has black hair, a red vest, and blue shorts and sandals, and the little scar over his under his left eye. And then to his the far right of the picture, we have Sanji, the cook, who has the blonde hair, usually hanging over his left eye. He smokes habitually. He has a very nice black suit with a blue open collar shirt, and has a sort of a curly cue to his eyebrow that's always interesting.
Who is Yosaku?
This is Yosaku, one of the two quote-unquote brothers that are friends of Luffy and his crew. Yosaku wears sort of a fighter's headgear. He's got a green sweater with a black shirt. He has a sword, and he's very, very beat up here, very scuffed up and scratched and bloodied because of his earlier fight with the mermen.
Who is Johnny?
This is Yosaku's spiritual brother, Johnny, who is also very beat up and scratched up and dirty from his fight with the mermen. Johnny wears black sunglasses. He has black hair to match. He wears a blue sweater, and is wielding a sword here as well.
Who is Momu?
This is the Momu, who looks rather sad right here, because Momu got a big owie. Momu is the monstrous sea cow controlled by Arlong and company. Normally, Momu is just white and green. He's a sea bull, actually. He has a big ring for his bull nose and horns, of course. But he also right now has a great big red bump on his head from where he collided with the coastline when he was dragging Sanji's ship.
Who is Hachi, or Hachan?
This is Hachi, the octopus man, one of the mermen. He has, as you can see, three arms on each side, so a total of six arms and two legs. He has lots of suckers on his arms in that octopus way. He has a sort of a starfish hairstyle and a big long mullet, sort of a muzzle type mouth that he uses to trumpet and call the Momu. And he likes to wear striped red and gold swimwear with a green sash.
Who is Kurobi?
This is Kurobi, one of Arlong's mermen. He has sort of grayish, bluish skin, more gray. He has sort of wing-type fins growing out of his arms. He has black hair with funny, almost antenna coming out of his head, and then a long black braid in the back. And he typically wears sort of a blue judo type outfit.
Who is Chu.
This is Chu, another one of Arlong's crew. Chu has greenish skin. He's very muscular like the other mermen. He has blondish hair and a very long muzzle of a mouth. It's sort of almost Mick Jagger-esque. And he's got some tattoos on his right arm, sort of a bone puka shell necklace, and a blue vest and gray pants.
Who is Captain Arlong?
This is Arlong, the leader of the Arlong Pirates. Arlong is a very scary-looking merman. He has gray skin, very distinctive nose that looks like the nose on a some sort of swordfish or shark. He has shark teeth and a big black mane of hair, and he also has a habit of wearing Hawaiian shirts, and he wears sort of a almost a winter type fuzzy cap that he seems to prefer. And he has a big tattoo on one of his pectorals, sort of a red sun.
What was the setting in this episode?
Well, we briefly began in Kokoyashi Village, but most of the episode took place in the courtyard of Arlong Park. There was also a little bit of time spent outside Arlong Park on the trail that Usopp uses to run away from Chu, and where the villagers are hanging out outside the gate. There's also a bit of underwater setting where Luffy is thrown into the pool, basically, that connects to the ocean and sinks to the bottom of the sea. But primarily, this episode took place inside of Arlong Park.
What were the special moves for this episode?
Luffy invented a new move in this episode based on the pinwheel on Gen-san's hat. And the move is Gomogomono Kazaguruma, in which he twists his body at the waist around and around and around until he's twisted up like a screw. And then with his feet planted in the concrete and his stretched out arms grasping the horns of the Momu, he releases the tension on his waist and spins at the waist like a top, spinning Momu around and around and around in the air and then releasing the sea bull. Also, there was a new attack from Usopp, the Japanese name of which I was unable to discern, but the translation that I saw on the subtitles was Flaming Star, in which he fired some sort of pellet that exploded in flames on Chu. There was also an attack by Hachi, where he spewed black ink, and that he bellowed, Shikaya Zero, Zako Hachi Black. And then when he threw the giant piece of rock down on him, he said, Tako Hachi Black on the rocks. There was also Gomo Gomo no Pistoru.
Good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Oh, it was an enjoyable episode. I liked Luffy's new move. And looking forward to seeing how and if they are actually able to beat Arlong.
Aha, indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 38. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!